Well, let me make the first point. When headlines notwithstanding, of course the climate is changing, because the climate is always changing, and that's a measurable that you can see. There is climate change. The issue is not whether the climate is changing, as it always is changing. The issue is whether there is legislative proposals before us that could do anything about it. And what I have said, and what I disagree with, is the notion that if we pass cap and trade, for example, this will stop this from happening, when in fact half of the new emissions on the planet are coming from developing countries, and half of that is coming from one country, China, that isn't going to follow whatever laws we pass. So I think a better approach, number one, is I'm all in favor of advances in technology and innovation that makes us cleaner and less and more efficient, but in a way that has that through a cost-benefit analysis determines is also good for our economy. And I don't think those two things are necessarily incompatible, but it must be a part of that cost-benefit analysis. And the other thing that I would point out is that I agree that we need to spend time and energy on mitigation as well. Because there are mitigation actions that need to be taken place, whether it's how we store water in the West or how we prepare to harden and address storm occurrences in the Southeast where I live, where we've built very expensive structures near the coastline that are susceptible to natural weather occurrences and all sorts of weather events of this nature. So I have no problem with mitigation events, and quite frankly, I have no problem with advances in technology. But I by no means am going to go out and tell people that if we do these things that they're proposing by changing these laws and the way we conduct our energy policy, that it would have any measurable impact on our weather, because it's not accurate to say that.